Welcome to Let's Get Into It,
the podcast where we get into relationships, careers, and community. I'm Katrina Joe.
And I'm Sarah, and we are your hosts. So let's get into it.
Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on all platforms. For any inquiries or sponsorship requests, please visit letsgetintoitpod.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Let's Get Into It podcast. I'm Katrina Joe.
And I'm Sarah.
And we got an exciting episode to talk about today, okay? Like, I still can't believe it.
Like, bucket list check mark.
Check, check, mic check, mic check.
All those.
I mean, it's been a couple weeks. And, you know, some of you guys that listen to us or that follow us have probably seen it on social media, but we are live, okay? Live and large.
Huge.
Like, we are just live, large, in charge, freaking for everyone to see in Times Square, okay?
Like
what?
Like, mega. It's a huge ad.
No, it's a huge ad. And
like, we need a background story on this, KJ. Can you just like grace everyone with this story? Because not only is it all about loving out loud, but it's also about embracing goals and things that we've as a business wanted to do for a long time. And like, if we're being honest, like, didn't really know how.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start there. So at the top of the year, you know, we set kind of our list of things that we wanted to do and achieve for the year. And billboard was one of the top ones. We were like, okay, so, you know, we're on social media, we're on TikTok, we have a website, we, you know, put out our podcast on different platforms, but we need something else that is bigger, that will help reach, you know, more people. And that we could also do content around that would also serve for marketing as well. And obviously a billboard fit into that.
Right.
And so, you know, we hit up Naya, shout out to Naya. And we're like, hey, we are interested in either New York. And I specifically told her, I said, it doesn't have to be in the heart of Times Square, but somewhere around it. Right. And I was like, and then LA, I was like, and preferably we would like somewhere around Sunset Boulevard. And we just couldn't figure it out. Like, you know, she found a few of them and it wasn't exactly like where we wanted, or like,
right,
get the like exact person to get the, you know, final pricing. Luckily we're on track with some things in LA, but New York was a little bit tougher to find out how to do it or whatnot. So here comes along my boyfriend at the time, Travis, and he makes up this whole story of how we had to go to Times Square because his friend from high school was in town. And mind you, he's like, oh yeah, my friend Chris from high school is in town. We need to go see him. They're staying in Times Square. And I pay attention. I'm very, you know, I have a little bit of OCD. So I'm like,
you do?
Yeah. Right.
I never knew that.
So I'm like, I've never heard you mention a guy, Chris. Like, who was this Chris? Like, oh, he's here with his girl. They're staying in Times Square. We have to meet them. I'm like, okay. So we go to Times Square, and I don't know if I've said this before, but I hate, okay, I hate's a strong word, but I very much dislike going to Times Square. It gives me anxiety. It's too many people. Like, it's a lot of things, the sensory overload. Travis loves it. It is his favorite part of New York.
Really?
Yes. He would go every day if he could. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. What's your favorite place? We're going to meet your friends. It's fine.
Usa.
Yeah. And at this time it was freezing. Okay. Luckily we're moving into spring here, but it was absolutely freezing. So, and I think, yes. Okay. So this is right before, I think I like just got my hair done. I'm exhausted. It's cold. I have a headache. Like, it's just all these things. So we go to Times Square and I was like, hey, it's our first time being in Times Square that I'm able to like actually grab a photographer. So I'm like, hey, can you take photos of us? This is his favorite place. I'm like, who cares? We're not dressed up, whatever. Like, let's just take it for our memories. So we take photos little do I know that he goes to the lady and is like, hey, can you take photos? Like, this is coming up at whatever. And so we're standing there and he's like, oh, they're about to come out of this store, which was right in front of the billboard. And I'm like, okay, why can't we just go in the store? Like, I'm freezing. Can we go? Can
we KJ go? And all the questions. Right? Gosh.
Like, let's just go in the store and get them. He's like, no, they're coming out. They're coming out. And then that's when I turn around and I freaking see the billboard and I'm like, oh my God, what? And he's like, yeah, I did this, you know, for you and for your podcast. Like, I know that this is something you guys have wanted for a long time. And he's like, I figured out how to do it, all this stuff. So I am in tears at this point because I'm shocked. And then the thoughtfulness that went into it.
Oh, yeah.
And like all of Times Square saw about our podcast. And it was just kind of a surreal moment of like, you know, how he like ended up getting me there. All the freaking questions I had for him leading up to it. I just so happened to ask the photographer to take photos of us, which was great. And then the photographer also got it like, you know, in real time. And it was amazing. And shout out to Naya again, because apparently when Trev found that billboard, he hit her up and like was like, hey, can you help me make the ad for it? Like, these are the specs, these are the guidelines, all of that. So.
And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, besties. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? L, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, you guys, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world, focused on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse the full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, as your friend, especially as, okay, let me go a little bit farther than that. As your friend who has been there through a lot of positive times and negative times, and through men that I knew were never going to last and that didn't deserve you and all of the above things, this expression of loving out loud, and it's also a theme I feel like with him in general with you, but this expression was so thoughtful because it wasn't only just you. Like, he could have used that moment and put you guys up on the billboard, but he picked something that meant something to you outside of your relationship. That was a pivotal changing point and checklist moment for us as a company, us as a podcast. And he chose to use that thoughtful moment for that. And that just to me spoke volumes for who he is as a man, because not every guy would have done that. And not every guy would have thought to do that. And so to me, that was really, really amazing. On top of that, to just be bombarded with questions about you for hours and just put up with it and get you there. I mean, he deserves a medal.
No, 100%.
Especially because Chris doesn't exist. Yeah, we even said that part. Chris doesn't exist. He's right. Not in the store.
This person doesn't exist. This person in high school and his girlfriend does not even exist. He just made it up, which I'm like, okay. And I remember being on the train with him. I'm like, so when's the last time you saw him? And he's like, oh, it's been a minute, you know, like I am trying to figure out who this person is and why we have to go see them at this specific time in Times Square. I'm like, you couldn't ask them to like meet us anywhere else. They couldn't have like came out of the city. I just have all the questions, which is bless his heart that he was able to just keep a straight face and put up with it.
And not ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah. And back to what you were saying about like love out loud. I remember leaving LA when I was, you know, similar to what you were saying about like, you know, all the guys that, you know, I've been through or whatnot. And even I feel like we've had this talk as well, where like LA in some sense, in regards to relationship, kind of like trains you to be this, like, if you know, you know, I'm not going to post my man, but you might see a little shoe or a hand or something, you know,
tattoo. Like,
right. It's always about keeping it under wraps and it's private and, you know, all these things. And yes, I do think there is a level of protection that comes keeping certain things private that you want with your relationship. But I remember leaving LA and being like, no, fuck that. We all deserve to be loved out loud because life is too short. And you may have this beautiful relationship that you want to blossom and bloom and all of the things. And you're in your head so much about like what the industry or what society or what people are telling you that you keep it a secret when, you know, like, why? And I remember talking to one of my girls, Brittany, about it. And she was like, yeah, I never understood why people did that in the industry. She's like, because it's life. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You delete the photos. Okay. You move on. Like it happens to all of us, but
to everyone.
Yeah. Literally to everyone. But with social media being what it is, it's like, oh my God, it's like this huge thing, you know, which obviously would also feel that way to the person, but it's okay. Like we've all been through breakups.
Yeah.
Been through different relationships, you know? And I just got to a point where I was like, no, I'm like, my next relationship, I'm going to love out loud. And I will not accept anything less than the person loving me out loud as well. Like, absolutely not. And so,
absolutely like, not.
In that moment, I mean, I don't know if it could have gotten any louder. Okay. Because it was.
I mean, no.
I don't think so.
That was bigger than a megaphone. That was higher than a Ferris wheel screaming it from the rooftops. Like it was a different version of like love. It was a different version of love out loud. You don't have to scream it. You don't have to be in people's faces in like a weird way about it. You can show it in the truest form of like self-expression and proudness. Like he was proud in that moment. He was proud of what you do. He was proud of, you know, and like I said, he had every opportunity to use that to his advantage for your relationship in a photo of you guys or a collage of you guys. And instead he chose to do something that it was really amazing.
Yeah. And that also just reminded me while we're waiting for his quote unquote friends to come out of the store, I remember looking up at the billboard and a guy did do that for his wife.
Yeah.
And like photos of them and it's like happy anniversary, you know, I forgot the name of the woman, but basically it was her, like, I love you. And I remember turning to him and be like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like get that one day.
Well, I mean, maybe you guys can now. Let's get into it. His had our moment.
Right now he's in his head like, yeah, girl. Okay. Yours is coming. Shut up. And even that on the part about it being about the business, like also in my past relationships, I've also dealt with kind of that struggle or that power struggle of if my man was supporting my business endeavors, you know, whether it was on, you know, the brand side or, you know, things with event production and whatnot, or even my personal things, whether it was panels, the podcast, whatnot. Like, I remember vividly, like, getting into, like, some of the things that I would get into in the past is like, why are you not supporting my accomplishments? Like, the way that I, you know, we stand for, one of the things that we stand for as women and on this podcast is celebrate the small wins.
Absolutely.
Thing that you can celebrate, everything that you can do to just celebrate everything in life. And to have someone now that stands for that as well in his own way. And, you know, not only is down to celebrate his things or things that we do together, but also just my own things is just amazing at this point.
Yeah. And it was like, at, like I said, as your friend, it was fulfilling to see the way you're being loved by this man, because it's been, it's what you deserve. Like, it's what, and I hate using the word deserve because it's like, oh, but like, I don't know what other word to use in this moment, but it's like what you're destined for, you know, like you want your friends to be happy and to feel supported, especially in their relationship. And so it's so nice to see that. I mean, he dealt with hearing us singing in your bedroom. Like, he's not going anywhere. If you stay through that, you stay through anything.
I know. He's really great. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're gonna have to do it again. You got to come down. Naya has to come down too. We're going to do one in LA soon. So
I know.
We're feeling again too, but it was pretty surreal.
Yeah. And it was, we were crying.
I was literally crying, and now it has actually shifted how I feel about Times Square. So it'll always have a little, you know, soft spot, not spart. What the hell? Soft spot in my heart. Oh, I was trying to say spot and heart in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for you to meet Chris.
Yeah. And his wife.
Yeah.
Him and his wife came down and they're staying in Times Square. So
there you go.
Yep. If you haven't seen it yet, go on our socials, on our Instagram. You can see the reel, you can see the ad. I mean, Sarah's face is large and in charge on that billboard. Okay. You can't.
It is where it's meant to be.
We are up in Times Square, baby. So yeah, check us out. And I can't wait for the next one.
Same.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let's Get Into It. We hope that you enjoyed it. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on all platforms. For any inquiries or sponsorship requests, please visit letsgetintoitpod.com.